Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In emotion.
Up inside. that the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child which will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all.
Welcome to World Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that is all surpassed power is from God, not from us. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God, not from us. Father God, I wish you to come on to the broadcast this morning. Have your way, Lord. Let your people hear a word from you that will encourage them and help them understand who you are if they don't know who you are. If they're lost, let them be able to come back to you and find that there is no other way to be. It's up under your love and your understanding, and that they need you, and to continue to have faith the size of a mustard seed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I want to give a shout out to the countries that's listening, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been an amazing, amazing accomplishment to be able to touch you guys all the way overseas in spite of what's going on, that we are still sharpening each other and lifting each other up in spite of what we see. Thank you for tuning in. It is Women's Day Thursday. Get ready. We have a phenomenal woman of God coming on this morning. Take your seat, get your pen and paper and your Bibles ready, because trust me, she has a word from the Lord that we all need to hear. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
It's never gonna come through. go into the word of the Lord and share with you from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through verse 19. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through verse 19. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. And it says, "For the time is come, the judgment shall begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." I want you to repeat this after me. Righteousness and holiness is still required. Righteousness and holiness is still required. In this particular chapter of 1 Peter chapter 4, in a brief synopsis, it deals with the grace of God in the Christian's suffering. What is suffering? Suffering is the unavoidable and inevitable trials and tribulations that one must face in this Christian walk. We most commonly call it trouble. Many of us are facing trouble all around us. Trouble that we've never seen before. But the Bible said in Job 14, 1, that a man that is born of a woman, he is of a few days and full of trouble. Our consistent prayers are about the things that we're going through. But the text tells us here in verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 4. The Bible said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If it be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye." So what you are going through, God has allowed it in your life. We can't take away the fact that you're dealing with the vicissitudes of life. But God has left in his word, in Psalm 46 and 1, the Bible said that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But something has happened to us in the church. What do you mean, woman of God? It seems that a spirit has come to deceive us in this hour, that because we are going through trouble and because we are dealing with our trials and tribulations, it causes us to think just because you're going through trouble that we can just come to church, clap our hands, shout and dance, sing in the choir, preach the gospel, that we can live any kind of way. But we must understand in this house that the devil is trying to deceive his people, the God's people. He's trying to make us say that God understands our heart. But I read the Bible. When the Bible told us, God said in his word that we must understand when we know what's right to do and we don't do what's right. The Bible said it is a sin. James 4 and 17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin." We've got to be careful in this hour because we're going through things we don't understand. We're going through trials and tribulations. good. But in the meantime, the Bible tells us we got to be holy. We got to live right. And I heard God in Genesis chapter 18. I heard the Lord having a conversation with a man by the name of Abraham. The Bible said that God said to Abraham, I need to tell you something. He said, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, save Abraham. He said, I'm coming to you because you will teach your children how to live right. You will stand for what is right. But Abraham, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham asked God, if there is 50 righteous, will you save the city? And God said, if there is 50, I will not destroy it. Then Abraham, he began to ask the question, if it lacks 5, will you save 45? And God said, yes, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah if there's 45. Abraham said, but God, if there's only 30 righteous in the land, will you save the land? And God said, if there's 30, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, but if there's 20 righteous, will you save the land? And God said, yes. Abraham said, what about 10? If there is 10 saved and righteous in the land, will you save the 10? And God said, yes. But the Bible said that God sent the angels to go into Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the city. It went down to 10 righteous. Woman of God, what are you telling us tonight? I know you're waiting on God to bring you out. You're waiting on God to turn it around. But God is calling for righteousness. God is calling for holiness. If the Lord started having a conversation with Bishop Charles Harrison Mason and asked him, should I save the Church of God in Christ? Should I keep them on the face of the earth? I can hear Bishop Mason say, they are 6 million strong, but I believe that 6,000, if you would save the Church of God in Christ, because 600,000 are righteous. I hear God said, yes, I'll save the church. If there's 350,000 that are righteous, will you save our church? And I hear Bishop Mason said, I started this church on holiness. I started this church on righteousness. And I don't care what they are doing, but I recognize we gotta go back to what we know. We gotta go back to his holiness. Oh hell, we gotta go back. That I gotta live right, not just on Sundays, not just at the convocation, but I gotta be holy on Monday, holy on Tuesday, holy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I gotta go back. And I heard the Bible tell us that we've got to go to a place where righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness and holiness is still required. We got to live holy. Yeah.
Amen, amen. That was from Prophetess Sharon Eland. Holiness is still required. It is still required for us in the land of the living. Yes, we are going through Monday through Sunday, but holiness is still required. God wants that from us. Continue to stand on his word. No, it's not going to be easy. My God, I say this all the time. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. Stand on his word. Believe in him. Study, pray, talk to him on a daily basis. Just not when you need something. Talk to him when you have nothing else to do in your life. It solely depends on God. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the only way. He's the truth and the light. And as the old people say, lean on him. That's the best thing you could do. His word don't return void. We must understand that. Even when you think you don't have nothing at all, let me say this again, even when you think that you don't have nothing at all, you always got our Father right there waiting on you. All he wants is that yes. That's all he wants. And that one-on-one time, that intimacy with him. Fall in love with him first. And watch all your life change. Put him first. No, it's not going to be roses. Absolutely not. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that. But it's going to be worth it. He already wrote your life. He already knows. He's not concerned about what you did last night, nor this morning, nor an hour ago. He's still standing right there with you. Ask him to put his loving arms around you and embrace you when you don't want to be embraced. We don't feel like when you want to be embraced. When you feel like giving up, talk to him. Talk to him. And take it one day at a time. Talk to him. If you don't know the Bible, read the scripture a day to learn it. You have to work at your own pace, not nobody else's pace. Nobody's alike. Everybody go through things. Nobody's untouchable. Bishops, pastors, apostles, evangelists, ministers, nobody's untouchable. All God wants is that one yes from you. And continue to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And watch God work. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back, and I will be bringing on the phenomenal woman of God, Dr. Cassandra Graham.
Not a second, or another. Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another thing. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Things on my own, the
me strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the waves of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord, I need you now. I need you right now, right now, right now. I need you now. Oh, not another second, not another minute, Lord.
Yes, God, yes, God. We was listening to Prophetess Sharon Elin White. She talked about holiness is still required. I'm not going to prolong the time. The phenomenal woman of God, Dr. Apostle Cassandra Graham, is on, and she's here to give a word from the Lord. Woman of God, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. The floor is yours. You know, there's no protocol, but let the Lord use you like I know he always do.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. I bless God for you, the woman of God. Amen. Amen. I bless God for you. Amen. Amen. She was, I was on hold. She was playing this song. I think it's by Smokey Norful, that I need you now. Not another second, not another minute. And my hands just went up. Sometimes we just got to understand that we need God no matter what it looks like. We need him in everything and all things. And I'm like, oh, my God, this song is so phenomenal. So phenomenal, because what we're going through right now, we need God. We need God. It's not the doctors. It's not the lawyers. It's not our husbands and our children. It's God and God alone. Amen. Amen. I could have just went in on that song. I just could have went in on the flow right now in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you just got to surrender it all, you know, just surrender it all. Sometimes you just got to throw your hands up and say, Lord, I give this into this. This I commend. You know, he told, like Jesus said, to you, God, I submit my spirit. Today we submit everything to God, everything, our cares, our flaws, our disappointments, our setbacks, our children, our ministry, whatever God have entrusted us with. Today, God, we give it back unto you in the name of Jesus. And we say, God, we need you now in the name of Jesus. I just want to go for a word of prayer. I'm so excited. So I kept hearing the Holy Spirit say, just slow down, slow down, slow down. Because I'm like Pastor Douglas. I just get excited. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you think of the goodness of Jesus, you can't do nothing but get excited when you know that what Romans 8:18 says, for what I reckon what you're going through right now is not going to be compared to where he's about to take you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that caused you to get excited, because no matter what you're going through right now, come on, your greater is not coming. It's already here. I don't know who that is for somebody, but you better shout, my greater is already here. It ain't coming, woman of God. It ain't coming, man of God. It ain't coming, children of God. It's already here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you for this day, God. We bless your name. We say hallelujah to you this morning. We give you all praise, glory, and honor, God. That is due your name, God. We thank you right now that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice in it and be glad and bless your name. Father God, we say hallelujah. We say glory to your name. We just say thank you, Jesus. If we can't can't say nothing. Dorinda Clark said, just wave your hands. Sometimes you don't have, you don't know what to say. You just wave your hands. And I'm like the old school. Sometimes you just got to say, Sometimes you just got to moan. I don't know. I feel like there's a moaning in our belly this morning. Where are the travailing women? Where are the women that's not afraid to moan sometimes? You got to moan for your children. You got to moan for your husband. You got to moan for your ministry. I don't know who I'm talking to, but sometimes God said, I take the foolish thing to confide to the wise. When you don't know what to say, hi, come on, sir. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to say, God, have your way. God, I give this to you. God, you know, in the name of Jesus. God, and we thank you this morning, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to the Abba House in ministry, in the name of Jesus, for this radio broadcast. Father God, I thank you right now that you're about to do something new like never before. The scripture's been reading in our spirit. Shall you not do it? In the name of Jesus, you're about to do a new thing. And Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Okay, so our last protocol, let's go to the scripture today. Hallelujah. The scripture we're coming from is John 4, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to be hitting bits and pieces. And this is about the Samaritan woman who met Jesus. Hallelujah. Who met, excuse me, who met her Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we as women of God, we got to understand who we are in order so we can meet who he is. Come on now. Come on. So when you understand who you are, guess what? You're going to have to learn to lay aside every weight. You're going to have to learn how to say, come on now, that ain't me. That ain't me. You know, I went to my cousin's funeral a couple of months ago, and we was talking about old school. You know how it is, old school, when you was a little child. Oh, that's Bobo. Oh, that's KK, and that's this person. No, that ain't who I am right now. Go by your real name. Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We was on the prayer line. And the lady asked for prayer, and she gave me this name. I said, God said, that ain't her name. And I said, huh? He said, that ain't her name. And I said, what's her real name? And so she finally gave me the real name. And God said, because guess what? What happened is we going by them pookies and them babies and them nay-nays, and you missing out your blessing because God said, I don't know who you is. What's your real name? Come on now. What's the name that God gave you? Okay, that's a whole nother subject some other time. So here it is that the woman of... And John, he left, I'm going to start at the third verse, amen, and then I'm going to hop to the seventh verse, amen. He left Judah, departing again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. Verse 4, but he needed to go through Samaria. Right there. So verse 7 said, a woman of Samaria came to him. Jesus saw her, give me a drink. For his disciple has already gone into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Verse 10 says, Jesus answered unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. I'm going to go back up to verse 4. But he needed to go through Samaria. Come on now. God said, tell the women of God and the men of God, because I know they're listening, but because it's women there, I'm going to touch on the women just a little bit more than the men. He said it was needful for you to go through what you're going through. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't want to go through anything. A lot of us, you know, we like, okay, when we accept our calling or when God say you're going to be this and you're going to be that and you run out, but you don't understand too many tests come through many trials. But because of many tests and many trials, that's going to call many testimonies. Come on now. Come on now. Many tests is going to call many trials, but many trials going to produce testimonies. Come on now. many chastisements. I'm going to say that again. Many chastisements, because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteousness, but God is able to deliver them out of them all. We're going to go through something, women of God and men of God. We're going to go. We're not exempt. But guess what? We're not going through for ourselves. We're going through to help somebody else. But a lot of us saying, God, I can't take it. God, why me? God, you don't understand. And God said, guess what? Guess what? I told you I wouldn't put no more than on you than you can bear. You just got to learn how to go through the little. Because if you go through the little, guess what? I'll make you ruler over much. I don't know who I'm talking to. Just go through the little so you can be ruler over much. Hallelujah. So he said, if you knew who you were talking to, a lot of us don't understand when we get into the presence of God, we got to come out the same. Hallelujah. We can't come out the same. We got to come out different. Different how? Different to know, God, I'm going to trust you in this season. Come on now, because what we're walking through now is a whole nother different season. Come on, somebody better type, I'm in a different season. You ain't got to put the whole, but if you want to put the whole, you can put it. But type and say, I'm in a different season. And different seasons produce different results. Woo! Come on now. You better preach to yourself, apostle. So guess what? When we go through, guess what? Again, we're not going through for ourselves. We going through to help somebody else. This here is a woman of God. She had to go through. She went through the 6 hours. The 6 hours was in the heat of the day. Have you ever been through something you thought it really was going to take you out? Raise up your hand, Graham. Say amen to that. I don't care. You don't say. I do care. But I'm saying today I'm talking to Graham because I don't want you to have my. That lady was telling my business. Oh, no, I ain't telling your business. I'm telling your promise. Because guess what? His promise is a yes and amen. Come on, good. Say it again, Graham. I ain't telling your business. I'm telling your promise. Because guess what? What we go through, again, it's not for ourselves. It's to help somebody else. So here it is. She had to go through what she went through. She was up here and he said, do you know who you're talking to? God said, do you know who you're talking to when you call my name? Do you understand who you're talking to when you call me Jehovah Shalom? Didn't I say when you call my name, I'm going to give you peace? Psalms 38 and 8 says, I perform my work more than my name. So if his name is Jehovah Jireh, shall he not provide more than enough? Come on now. If his name is Jehovah Shalom, will he give you more than peace? He said, I ordain this peace. This peace that I give, come on now. Come on, can't nobody take it away from you. We used to sing this song. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Don't let your children take away your joy. Don't let your husband take away your joy. Don't let your job take away your joy because they didn't give it. Come on, I'm learning. Jobs come and jobs go. Come on now. But guess what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, Job. Job said the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. But come on, we're going back to the scripture. And she said, if you knew who you was giving a drink, you would have known I'm giving you the living water. When we understand, when God gives us a thing, I bless God today because he not no Indian giver. You know how it is with little children. They give you a little toy, then they want to take it back. They give you something, then they want to take it back. You know, I got 4 kids, and I deal with all different issues. They get one the phone, and then they say, that's my phone. And I said, well, you can't do that. If you allow them to play with it, give them an ample amount of time. That's what God has said today. Give me an ample amount of time. Huh? You don't know what I'm saying. Hey, give me an ample amount of time to do what I said I'm going to do. Come on now. And then he said, so she said, if you know, he said, you will go a little deeper. Sometimes God is saying, I'm the deep calling the deep. That's scripture. The deep calling deep. So if God is calling you to a higher level in him, woman of God, men of God, you got to go a little deeper. I'm talking to Graham today. You got to go a little deeper in his word, a little deeper in prayer. Because guess what? A little caused a lot of lot. Come on now. Hoo-wee. Girl, I got four children, so I got to understand I'm them rhyming. Come on now. A little caused for a lot of more and more. A little. He said, because again, if you faithful over the little, I'll make you ruler over much. Okay, so here it is again. It was intention. It was intentional that she give him water, because guess what? When she gave him water, guess what? He spoke into her life. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need God to speak into our life. How does God speak into our life? He speak into our life by the word. He speak into our life because he'll call someone to confirm his word. Hallelujah. He said, I hasten my word to perform it. And guess what? He will call someone. Have you ever got up and you had a dream and you got a word and God gave you a word, but later on, within less 24 hours, God confirmed his word. He had someone to confirm it, had someone to call you, had someone to, oh my God, hallelujah, had someone to pour back into you what you have given out. But that's just God. He's just amazing like that. Hallelujah. And so today, I just want to talk about how God is God. No matter what we're going through. Monday night we was on this prayer line, and the woman said, God told her this storm was intentional, what we just came out of. And I said, intentional? And I asked God, I said, God, what do intentional mean? God said, I intended. That's what it meant. Intentional means I intended. When you go through something, come on now, the songwriter said it was intentional. When you go through something, do you not know God intended? Come on, Job. Job had some children. Job had some cattle. Job had everything but lost it in the first and in the second verse. And then later on in the other verses, guess what? He had his friends. He had his friends didn't understand who the God you serving. You think the God you serving going to cause you to go through that? Yep. He's going to cause you to go through some stuff. Amen. But in the 47th chapter, God gave Job double for what he went through. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I've been talking about it for a minute. God said in this season, it's about to be double. Somebody better shout double, double. I'm ready to receive my double. Come on now, because guess what? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though we going through the storm, though we going through COVID-19, though we going through, come on now, even with the houses, with the pipes busting, and we losing food, but God said, I'm about to give you double. Then he said, I'll make a way of escape because I'm God. Guess what? He said, I'll take the foolish thing to confine the wise. God said, this last storm was intentional. It was intentional for my children to understand that I'm God and I'm God alone. So we give God glory today. Amen. We give God praise because it was intentional. What you're going through, even with your children, it is intentional, because you got to understand, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We, guess what? Because God said, our children shall be blessed. So you got to understand, no matter what you're going through, speak life into your children. Even though they rebellion, speak life into your children. Even when they don't understand, speak life into your children. Even when your husband, speak life. Sometimes you just got to get that oil when they acting up. Get that oil on your hand, baby, and grab them by the bottom of their head and around their neck, and you better speak life. Y'all got to understand. He said, I take the foolish thing to confine the wise. I'm talking about wisdom today. When they acting up, guess what? Get some oil and put it up in their clothes. When they acting up, anoint their pillows. Y'all better come on. When they acting up, anoint them shoes. Hallelujah. He said, I take the foolish thing to confine the wise. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We come on now, and we got to stop fighting with our hands and start praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, pray in your Holy Spirit. Pray that, guess what? Because when we pray, we don't know what we're praying for. But the Bible says, God said, I'll make intercession for you because I know what you have need of. So today, woman of God, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looked like, Just know that this is intentional. It's intended. It was intended. Because guess what? I said, God, why is it intended? He said, so they can trust me. He said, so they can believe in me. A lot of them call on my name, but they don't believe in me. A lot of them call on me, but they don't know I can do it. They don't believe I can do it. But God said in this season, I'm about to show my hand like never before. Who would not serve a God that is not 17 degrees one day, and the next 7 days is 70 degrees? Who would not serve a God like that? Come on now. Who would not serve a God would cause you favor when you walk in the store and you need something? They put a sale on just for you. Who would not serve a God like that? So today, no matter what you're going through, just know that it was necessary. It is necessary for you to go through what you're going through today. It is necessary because the Bible says no man get glory. God said, I'm going to get glory out of your life today. I'm going to get glory out of your trials and your tribulations. I'm going to get glory out of your sickness because the Bible says no sickness shall come near your dwelling. God said, I'm going to get glory. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but the Lord said today, I'm going to get glory out of healing your body, healing your mind, healing your thoughts in the name of Jesus. Because he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We got to change our mindset. We got to change the way we think. Hallelujah. I was on the prayer line, and God told him, he said, tell them when somebody said, oh, about COVID, tell them about Jesus. He said, when they start talking about, oh, I'm low, he said, tell them about Jesus. Oh, I don't feel well, tell them about Jesus. He said, oh, I don't know how, tell them about Jesus. We got to say by Jesus, because at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. And at his name, he will say, I'll make every crooked road straight. I guard every low valley in your life. So today, when they get to talking about that nothing, you tell them about somebody, and that somebody is Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope I bless you today. I hope there was a word that encouraged you today, and understand today that it was necessary. Hallelujah. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Going through a little will make you ruler over much. Deep, calling the deep. And what got me just last one you just said is we have to change our mindset. Tell them about Jesus when they start talking about
nothing.
Come on. I said,
come on. Come on.
Tell them about Jesus when they start
come
talking
on.
About nothing. When they start about that complaining, I can't win for losing. My back hurt. I can't hold no money. Everybody getting blessed but me. I don't understand. God don't love me. I just want to give up. I just don't know what else to do. Start telling them about Jesus. You blessed me with this last one right here.
Come on.
Wednesday,
come on.
We have to change our mindset. Once you change your mindset, that's the thing. You have to do a self-check. Everybody don't want to do a self-check, Apostle. They don't want to do that self-check. They don't want to kill that flesh. They want to continue living that flesh. But they have to understand, you can't ride on the fence. You can't ride with flesh and God. You have to pick a choice. And he said, choose who you pick wisely. You can't serve both. He's jealous.
Wow.
He is a jealous God by his
people,
by his children. But people don't understand that. I see all this fake holiness. I'm going to say it. Yeah, fake holiness.
Wow.
You can't be fake and try to tell somebody and preach to somebody. That's what we always say. Whoever you're under, make sure they walk in what they preach. Because if that don't line up, you're wasting your time.
Come on.
You're going to hell right along with them. You're going to hell right along with them. And I say the last one stood out to me, and I have to say it again. We have to change our mindset. When they start complaining and whining and forgetting who the King of Kings is,
come on.
Because people forget the selective memory, as my mom say. They selective memory of the one who blessed your bank account when you have nothing in it and you know you wasn't working. You know you haven't been working when you get blessed in your bank account. That ain't from man. That ain't from man.
Come on.
The president do that. The king did that. See, I'm not going to get on here and cut up with you. You know I already cut up this morning. The king brought that. That wasn't magic.
That
wasn't magic. That was the king that did that.
Come on.
Well, I thank you.
And it showed ain't no luck. Come on, God don't deal in love. God deals in love. Come on now. Come on.
That look had nothing to do with that anointing that he put on your life. That's his anointing. And he can take it back when he's ready for it if you're not doing what he's telling you to do. He can take it back.
Wow.
It is. It ain't take back Texas. It's take back the world. He can take it back.
Wow. Wow.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
No.
This is crucial.
That's why
as old people say, God is coming back. Remember, we said that all the time. We heard that all the time growing up. He is coming back. And if you don't see the signs and wonders, that you better get closer and fall on your face. Lord, have mercy on your soul.
Wow. That's why the scripture says, he said, I perform my works above all my name. He perform his works. So whatever his name is, call on his name.
Hmm.
He said, I perform my works above all my name. Whatever his name is, he said, I do it.
And once they stop idolizing, making their pastor an idol, they'll see who the true king is. They stop idolizing the pastor and saying something about his true anointed people. You got to be careful who you put your mouth on, people. In the world, you have to be very careful because it says, touch my anointed, do my prophet no harm. And he means that.
Wow.
That's just not words in the Bible. He means that. You have to be careful what you say about somebody when you don't know what they went through just to get where they are for you.
Wow.
Not just for the next person. They could have went through just for you and you not even know it. But because they're not dancing to your tune and not falling into your pity party, you have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Remember, the Bible says the just man falls 7 times. This is not about the amount of times he fell. He got back up. You can't stay there.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
No.
Wow.
And I can't let us again. We have to change our mindset. That's first before we do anything else. Thank you so very much again for coming on and sharing what God gave you to share to his people. I don't know if you knew that, but we are in 14 countries now, Apostle.
Wow.
The last time you was on,
we
are in 14 countries now.
Glory
Everybody has
God.
Something negative to say about Pastor Douglas and myself, but I'm a little broadcast. But we are in 14 countries and counting. We've been invited to South Africa twice. So I thank you for coming on and seeing the growth from where we were a year ago into now. It's a huge difference.
Wow.
Huge difference. And God did it. It was all because God ordained it. And again, I thank you so much for coming on. Let me pray for you real quick before you go. Father God, I ask you to give back what the apostle gave out today for your people. Bless us tremendously, Lord, for coming on here and sharing your word. Whatever the need is, I ask you to fill it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you for an overflow of blessings upon her life and her children's life and her ministry right now. That she a mother to the nations, Lord, and ask you to continue to guide her where you want her to go. Continue to cover her, Lord. Continue to lift her up because she is your daughter. She is a king's daughter, and that she will continue to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Apostle,
amen.
Let them know how to contact you if they need to hear a word or if they just want to bless you. How can the people contact you?
That's a good name. No, I'm just playing. that's a good name. I am on Facebook, Cassandra Graham. If they message me, it's Cassandra Graham. It's a CassAndra Graham. My email is newseasonmini@yahoo.com. newseasonmini@yahoo.com. They really can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. But when you was praying, the Lord said there's some people on here that's seeking a prayer request. Is there any way that they can submit it to you? How do they submit a prayer request to you?
Yes, ma'am. They can call 563-999-3628, or they can contact me on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection and inbox me their request, or they can email it at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Either way is fine. I check it often during the day, but they can definitely go on Facebook on Worldwide Gospel Connection and put their prayer request in that way.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Because I see people want, you know how people say, I want prayer, I need prayer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they can do it on the broadcast,
yes,
but there's so many. But today we lift up that prayer request. Those those that are unspoken requests, unspoken requests. Unspoken request. Because there's somebody on here, God saying you asking for, it's like A, B, C, and you saying, I need A. God said, but I'm going to give you C, because C going to take care of A. In the name of Jesus. Unspoken request. In the name of Jesus. I'm reminded of the scripture when the man of God said, God, I know you can't come to my house, but send a word. So today we send the word to every house that's connected on this radio. We send the word of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, that every need will be met when you walk in order and alignment. In Jesus' name. Sorry about that. I just had to be obedient.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I was actually fixed to ask you to pray for Apostle Douglas and his family, his brothers. They're burying their father Saturday, and I was actually getting ready to ask you to pray for their strength, for Donnell, the other Donnell, and Samuel, are their names, to pray for them. That was just confirmation, but I asked you to pray for them as they land their father to rest this Saturday.
Wow. I hear the Lord say, tell them I don't make mistakes. Not I don't make a mistake. I don't make mistakes. Tell them, God said, don't make mistakes. He don't make them. Everything that happened, come on, woman of God, it was necessary. And God said, tell them that I'm about to allow what happened in the past, I'm going to make it for their good. There's a 3-4 cord that's about to, can never be broken no more. There's a 3-4 cord, because I think you said, I don't know, it's three of them. Is it three brothers?
Yes, ma'am, it's three of them. Apostle Douglas is the oldest, and then it's Donnell, and then it's Samuel. It is three boys.
I heard you say three names, but I kept my fingers up three. So there's a 3-4 cord, and can't nobody, let me tell you this here, and I want you to tell Pastor Douglas, Apostle Douglas, this, can't nobody ever break that bond, never no more, never no more.
He's on, Dr. Graham. I connected him so he could hear you himself, because it's been hard on all three of them, but they came together just like the three chords you just said.
Mm. Wow. 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 It's a song. I'm not a singer. He meant it for my good. He meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. He meant it for my good. God say, tell them I meant it for their good. Because there's a lot of questions they're asking. Why now? This the main question is, why now? God said, because I meant it for your good. He lived long enough just to see them three get together to do what God called them to do. In the name of Jesus. So today, God, I pray strength for these men of God. I ask right now, God, that you would cover them like never before. Father God, shower down your glory. Shower down your anointing. Shower down your favor and your grace upon their life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would seal them like never before. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every home, all their homes, their families, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree what the devil meant for bad. God, you are already working it out for their good. In the name of Jesus, no more delay, no more setback, and no more disappointment. In the name of Jesus, walk in it. I hear the Lord say, tell them to walk in it. Walk in it like never before. Walk in it. I don't know. They're going to be talking, and one of them going to be saying, man, my feet been burning. I don't know why my feet been burning. Man, you have problems with your feet. They're going to have this conversation. And guess what? Because God said it's time for them to walk in it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You still on mute? Yeah.
I'm still on mute.
No, not you.
I'm speechless. That's what my issue is. And I'm just speechless. I know what God was saying. Hurting myself. I knew that it was time for me to connect with them. I knew it was time for me to get into that position in that place to where we form our brotherly link, our brotherhood, our link as brothers. And the words that you spoke this morning, I've already seen what you're saying, so I wholeheartedly receive it. I receive it because I understand where God is taking us now. That's the reason why the struggle has been so great. That's the reason why so many things have happened like they've happened. It's because God is trying to shift us into a place to where not only are we going to work in ministry together, but we're going to have a business together.
Wow.
And I saw this. I literally saw us in business together as you were speaking. And I heard the words millionaires. I heard the word millionaires connected to our name, connected to us as a family. And I just thank God for what he has put into you to share with me on this morning, because Apostle, I'm not going to say that I've been struggling with it, but it's been a hard road. It's been a hard road. And I've been trying to really just, I've been trying to process it. If there's a such thing as processing this, I've been trying to process it. I've been trying to process it. And I know that God has a reason for us being connected. God has a reason for us being together. God has a reason for allowing our Father to leave at the time. I am wholeheartedly understanding that now. And I see that he is moving by his power. I see that he is moving by his strength. And I see ways and doors like only he can. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful because I said something in a Facebook post. I said that the Lord has allowed me to come full circle. And with that full circle, now He could complete the thing that he had started in me some years ago. And I'm just speechless right now. I mean, I'm just speechless. And I told God, I said, allow me to process it the way you want me to process it. Allow me to see it the way you want me to see it, because I don't want to operate out of myself. I don't want to operate out of error. I don't want to operate out of being distracted. I just want to operate out how you want me to operate out. So thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for sharing that. But the Lord laid on your heart for us. I will most definitely make sure that I give that to my brothers today. I will make sure I hear that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for everything that you do. We'll talk all that. But thank you. I appreciate
you
so much.
Amen. Amen. Whew. See, you get on here and just cut up every time you come on here. You just cut up. When they say about the Holy Ghost, baby, he in your pocketbook. You bring it right along with you every time. But I thank you so very much for always being there when we need you. I truly do. Not too many people do that and mean that. They say that, but it's a difference when you say it and mean it at the same time. So, again, thank you for coming on. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. You know we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You stuck.
Right. Right. Right.
But thank you again. You have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Worldwide Gospel Connection. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Like we've been saying, we always say on here, all God wants is that yes. He does not care about what you did last night, last week, nor this morning. Just tell him yes. It's easy. Simple prayer that I'm going to pray for you this morning. Just lift your hands up and say, God, I surrender. I surrender all to you, Lord. My sins are already forgiven because of you. And I say yes to your will. It's that simple. I'm going to give you 3 keys. 1, find your Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. 2, find your church home. If you're going in physically, please mask up. Sanitize your hands. Wash your hands. Be careful. You're definitely welcome to come visit us online at the Abba House. On Facebook, just look up Abba House on Facebook, 7:15 on Tuesdays and 10:30 on Sunday. If you have any prayer requests, email or inbox us. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under, excuse me, is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very, very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Nope, we're not going to get on here and tell you it's going to be easy. Because we're not going to lie to you. But it's going to be worth it. 1, get your Bible. 2, find your church home. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very important. Welcome to the body of Christ. The Abba House is here if you need us. You can inbox us. Or you can message us as well on Worldwide Gospel Connection. But one thing about Apostle Douglas and myself, we're going to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We're not going to sugarcoat anything for you. We're not going to pacify you. We're going to come straight from the hip and tell you what thus saith the Lord, not what we say. That's the difference in us. Not what we say, but what the Lord says. Welcome. If you want to sow into the ministry, you can go to $WGC2020, $WGC2020. We also still have the Bless All if you need it. Message us. We will send it to you if you're out of town or if you're in the Houston area. We will definitely bring it to you. Just let us know because we believe in iron sharpening iron. Nobody left behind. We are helpers to one another here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the Bless All is free. It's not for sale. Also, we have Core Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. I make homemade bath bombs. They are anointed, and I do use Bless All in them as well. If you want to make your order, you can text me at 832-816-7997. Again, 832-816-7997, Core Gifted Gift Bath Bomb. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, you will have a relaxing bath once you try one of these bath bombs. The scents are amazing. The last scent I just purchased was bubblegum, and oh my goodness, it smells phenomenal. Again, remember we're on here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10. If you need us, message us on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, or you can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. The website is still being made, so it won't be long, and a direct phone number is in the work. So if you need us, you will have a number to call or text Apostle Douglas and myself if you need prayer or just need to hear a word from God. Remember, this is the No Judgment Zone, and we are here to help, encourage, and push you to where you need to be pushed. Tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.
what you want to do, God. Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind. Blow my mind. You can do it. Blow my mind. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh God, you can blow
my mind.
You have the ability, God, to
blow my mind.
Oh, do the impossible. Raise that with us.
I have not seen.
Oh,
ears have not heard.
Yeah.
I can imagine what you have in store.
Come on, somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow. Position now, God, you can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, say,
hey, God can do anything.
He's able to do it. You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I need somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything.
You can do
anything abundantly. Above all you can ask or think.
God can do anything.
He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare.
God can do anything.
That my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
Somebody throw your hands up. Can we increase your faith today? I believe that the miracle worker is in this room. And somebody came in here today needing a miracle in your life. Well, I got a testimony this morning. About a year and a half ago, I was ministering on a stage in Virginia. And I was at a school called Liberty University. And the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship. And on the way back down, they got into a car accident. And one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors. And he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations. And we all began to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. And they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom, who said, as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her legs. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. But God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, hi, my name is Ruthie. She said, a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was a student who received the miracle. And she said, I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life. Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all youth and activity of her limbs, because we serve a God who can do anything but fail. Somebody lift up your eyes, God can do anything. I need somebody to raise up a praise. Lift up your voice and declare it. God can do anything.
And we tear it.
could have